Good morning. It's the 29th of September. Our New Testament reading today is Luke 22. I'm reading to you from Brother Melva Purkis once again. We are in the upper room with Jesus and the disciples. I read. There was darkness outside, impenetrable and full of menace. Judas had gone into the darkness. Even now he stood before Caiaphas. All the indecision had gone from him as he told something which brought a gleam of satisfaction into the high priest's eyes. But there was light in the upper room. With the departure of the traitor, the dark shadows had gone, and the disciples felt the warmth and intimacy of their master's love. While they were eating, Jesus took a loaf from the table before him and broke it in his hands. He offered up a prayer of thankfulness and consecration, then passed a morsel to each of his disciples. "Take, eat, this is my body. Do this in remembrance of me." In wondering silence, and with a profound sense of awe, they ate the bread. When they had finished, Jesus took a cup of wine. Again his head bowed in prayer. He passed it to them to drink one by one. They heard his words, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." There was a solemnity about these moments which must have kept the disciples silent. They would sense the sanctity of something too great to understand, but they would feel a sudden sense of new fellowship with their Lord. These rough, uncultured men felt their hearts bursting with an emotion they had never felt before, emotion that kept their eyes lowered. Jesus looked from one to another. He knew their hearts, and his spirit flowed out to them with a love he had not hitherto revealed. For the first time he addressed them as his little children. What the disciples could not know is that even whilst he encompassed them in this simple memorial, his eyes were lifted beyond them, down the years that were yet to be, towards disciples gathered in caves, with Roman soldiers dogging their steps, towards men and women dying in the mountains with his name upon their lips, towards a faithful remnant struggling to keep the faith in a closing age of folly and darkness. He saw countless disciples down the years and over the world, humble disciples who lived and died unknown. He saw them living out their little lives with their hopes and their fears, their struggles and their failures, their prayers and their victories. He came quietly to them with his invitation. "With desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer." And in humble earnestness had come their answer. "With desire, we desire to meet at thy table, Lord." And so obediently they came. They remembered. They loved. They went back to their tasks, inspired by his presence, resolved to struggle on. Eventually they died, faithful to the end, not having received the promise, but having seen it afar off. The time was getting very near now. A few brief hours stood between the disciples and the temple police. Jesus reminded them of this inevitable separation and spoke the words of comfort and instruction which have been preserved for us in the Gospel of John. He began by giving them the new commandment to love one another. His departure from their midst must be the signal not to grieve, but to march. The love they had to manifest to one another was new, because it was to be, "As I have loved you." Such love had never been revealed before, but now it must be perpetuated in the lives of the disciples. Thank you for listening.